Media coverage of what goes on in Olympia has been getting thinner and thinner with each passing year, which makes it all the more important that we cover what's going on for you. We talked about the six big initiatives that are hovering over the state capitol, but there's also several battles going on over individual bills that have been introduced, and no battle appears to be more ferocious right now than the attempt to raise the state property tax. Here's what I'm talking about. Senate Bill 5770 would allow governments to raise property taxes in your area up to 3% per year, no public vote. They are currently restricted to only 1% per year, plus new construction. Democrats say, no, we want that to go up. We've been talking about it, but the issue is picking up steam and opposition is building. So is confidence. The Republican leader in the Washington State Senate is John Braun, state senator from Centralia Chehalis. He joins us for a few moments here on the John Carlson Show. Good morning, John Braun. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Senator. Thank you for asking. Okay, this is turning out to be a big battle royal. How are things looking right now? It's not usual where you see politicians trying to raise taxes in an election year. What's going on?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that the Democrat majority is bringing this up in a year like this, especially with six initiatives with millions of votes, signatures of the people hanging over their heads, as you said, many of which, I think four of which, have to do with reducing taxation, right, not increasing taxation, and yet they bring this up. This is a strong, we're fighting this hard. We are having some success, but we have a ways to go. They were going to bring it up yesterday. We were able to hold them. There's a few folks on the other side of the aisle that are recognizing the damage this bill would do to their communities and are pushing back. And if we can keep, our side is strong against this. If we can keep folks on the other side strong, I think there's a chance. But it's going to take a real outreach from the people across the state to make sure they let their voices known. And I want to be clear on this. We had a hearing on this bill. We've been fighting it for a number of weeks, but it just reached a fever pitch in the last day or so. But when we had the hearing, 9,000 people signed in on this
wow.
bill. 8,000 of those people were against the bill. 92% exactly were against the bill. I don't understand how they could miss a signal like this. This is very, very unpopular across the political spectrum, but people have to speak up. They got to know that this is a bill that will significantly affect their property tax in the future. And it sounds like a little bit 1% to 3%, but that compounds over years. So, by year 10, it's about a $6 billion tax increase if fully implemented. And then it goes up almost $1 billion a year after that.
Yep.
This is a big deal in the out years.
Well, I think the reason why you mentioned fever pitch is that the word's getting out and people are furious. What you said is incredibly important because the forces to push for higher taxes, well, they're always organized. We're talking local governments. They're standing by ready to signal support for a tax increase. Unions are again already organized and ready to move forward. And so when you have 9,000 people who sign up to testify and something like 8,200 are going to testify against the bill, that's huge. That really is. And the fact that the Democrats are saying no, you said, how could they be so oblivious to what the people are saying? Look at what Jay Inslee did on the carbon tax. There had been two ballot measures calling for higher gas and fuel prices, home heating fuel prices, in the name of fighting global warming, climate change. And the voters said no by double digits both times. So what happened when Governor Inslee had the votes? They said ram through another one, only this time don't bring it to the voters. Just ram it through. And thank God for Brian Haywood. Said, you know what? I think we're going to let the people have a vote on this one, too. So they will ignore the voters constantly. I think they ignored the voters on long-term care, John.
They have. They've repeatedly ignored the voters, and they've also ignored the facts. On this bill, they're claiming, well, local governments are starving. The 1% debt, you know, won't cover increased costs, and they're misleading folks. The truth is, the property tax in counties, the average county property tax, or not just property tax, all their revenue taxes, which includes increasingly sales tax as well, has grown over 80%, while personal income growth is about 40%, twice the rate of the average kitchen table budget. If you compare it to inflation, which they like to do, they say 1% is not much as inflation, but the truth is it's been growing like over 7%. Over the last 10 years, inflation, depending on your measure, CPI or IPD, it's somewhere between 20% and 30%. So their budgets, their revenue streams are growing almost four times the rate of inflation, and they're saying it's not enough. They're misleading folks, trying to get more money. Here, the truth is, they just want it to be easy. When they budget, they just more money makes it easier. That's not how it should be. Government budgeting should be hard. We're spending the taxpayers' dollars. It should be hard to figure out how to spend them wisely, every penny wisely. They don't want it that way. They want it to be easy. It shouldn't be easy. It should be hard. And this limitation for over two decades has made it more challenging in a good way.
Tell me, because our listeners are probably confused, if it's 1% a year, then why are they gathering, you said 7% a year?
That's a great question. What it is, it's 1% per year on existing homes. So if you have an existing home or an existing business, an existing property, it can go up a maximum of 1% writ large across the taxing district. But new construction doesn't count in that. So especially in places like Kent County, where you have literally billions of dollars in new construction, the additional property tax on that is all new and is not subject to the 1% limit. So you have a mix there, and that mix, with normal growth,
right,
means that you grow, significantly faster than inflation on average.
Right.
That's just the way it is. Go ahead.
Well, I think that what the opposition to this bill should start doing is saying, we hear a lot about corporate greed. It's time for us to start talking about government greed.
That's right.
Government is greedy. I think it was your colleague from the Puyallup area, Chris Gildon, saying that, what, $400 million was returned to the state because it couldn't be spent?
Yeah, it was in reversions, and that's money that was allocated, and it was literally more money than they could spend. And yet, in the same breath almost, we need even more.
By the way, when you say they couldn't spend, they being
local government.
So think about this. They have a surplus right now. Local governments are growing faster than inflation. Their overall tax revenue is flowing in faster than inflation. So they're trying to raise your property taxes. Boy,
you
talk about people who need a 2x4 up the head.
And they don't. It's like they don't realize who they're hurting, which, they're hurting everybody. If you own a home or if you rent a home, this affects you very directly, which is pretty much everyone. But in particular, if you're at the lower end of the economic spectrum, you're making it paycheck to paycheck, this hurts you more. This takes away a bigger percentage of your income. This is what the Democrats call regressive. It's 100% what they call regressive, and they fight against, yet when it's convenient for them because they need more money, they set that aside and say, well, we'll take everybody's money. It's very frustrating that they would do this on top of their supposed claim to care about people who are struggling.
I should point out to our listeners, I just got my property tax assessment. It went up by considerably more than 1%. My property tax bill went up over $220 per month. This is, I had been paying about $11,000. Now I get to pay $13,000. That's a lot more than a 1% growth rate.
Okay. That's right. Your point is exactly right. It's not even, how you get to the formula and all the different taxing districts each of us pay into, whether it's the county or the library district or the fire district or fire authority. I mean, it's a very complicated thing, and most folks don't understand or don't take the time to figure that out. What they do know and what they've expressed very clearly is they're tired of it going up relentlessly, in that if it goes up this much under the 1% limit, can you imagine what happens, especially in the out years with a 3% limit? This is going to run folks out of our state. No, they won't be able to afford to live here.
Or drive more people out of the state. If the six initiatives succeed, then that might change. That could change things, because it would show the voters are applying the brake on excessive taxation and spending. The voters are doing that. Because the one-party rule in Olympia is not doing that. And what a shame, because you guys are trying to make the government work, in my opinion. And, you know, increasingly just pushed aside. However, this might be different. Can you defeat this? John Braun.
I think we can. But here's the key. We need the help of the people of the state of Washington. We're fighting very hard in Olympia. But I'll tell you, nothing is more powerful than folks calling their legislators, their representatives, in this case, their senators, especially the folks on the other side of the aisle, the Democratic majority, and saying, this is not what we want. It doesn't matter about politics. It means to tell them, this isn't what we want. This hurts us. This will make it harder to live here in our great state. Okay. Stop it. That's what we need right now.
Who are the lead people pushing this?
The sponsor of the bill is Senator Jamie Peterson out of Seattle. But virtually every member of, or at least two-thirds of the members of the Democratic caucus have signed on to this bill. Wow. I would tell you, it doesn't matter if you have, and frankly, Republicans are happy to get that call, too. We're on your side. We're fighting for this. So it doesn't matter. Whoever your legislator is, whoever your state senator is, you should call them today and say, don't do this. This is a bad idea.
We will get that word out in about 45 minutes. The legislative hotline opens at 8 a.m. Our listeners might think, nothing I say is going to make a difference. And you're a big fan of the legislative hotline, aren't you?
I am. I would tell you, nothing makes a bigger difference. You know, we get a lot of influences. We have lobbyists. We have all kinds of folks that want to show up in Swiss. But nothing, in my opinion, is more powerful than someone from your community, someone from your district saying, hey, this is really going to hurt me. Nothing matters more to me. And I think that's true across the aisle as well. They need to hear from the people of the state of Washington.
Okay, they will. I got to ask you real quickly while I have you, Senator John Braun, Republican leader of the state Senate from Centralia Chehalis. I'm hearing a rumor that the Democrats are so concerned about at least two of those initiatives being on the ballot that they may actually vote for them to keep them off the ballot. One is the initiative that would strike down the anti-police pursuit law. And the second is the law that would mandate no income tax allowed at any level of government. Are you hearing that same rumor?
I am hearing that. I can't confirm that it's accurate. I've heard it from a few people. And I think, in my view, I think the people in the state of Washington, if they end up having a chance to vote in November, they'll do the right thing and approve those initiatives. But if we can do it faster, because they are responding to the will of people, then I think that's the way the system is supposed to work. But I think it reflects the fact that they're starting to recognize that people in Washington are fed up with some of these bills they think are supposed progress, that they're not progress for average people just trying to get on with their lives.
And by the way, if for some reason that property tax increase, completely unnecessary, completely unjustified, this is just government greed at its worst. And that's how I would advertise it if I was giving it a message, a theme, a catchphrase, government greed at its worst, this Senate Bill 5770. It would be great to see you subject this to a referendum. You don't need as many signatures for a referendum as you do for an initiative.
I think there's a good possibility of that. I mean, I think if they somehow, proceed with this, and we're going to do our best to stop them, but if they make it into law, I think there's a high probability this becomes a referendum. People are fed up with government taking more of their money. Government greed is, as you put it and as others put it, it's just wrong, and people are tired of it. Live within your means. There's plenty of money at the state and the local level to deliver the necessary services. They just got to do a better job of executing.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A state senator whose views, values, and priorities are influenced by the fact fact that he runs and operates a successful small company in his district. That's State Senator John Braun from Centralia Chehalis. Thanks for joining us, John. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. You have a great day.